Here you can listen in to. This morning I want to speak to some of the younger people about a subject which is called election. Election is a Bible word that means choosing or choice. When we choose something or we make a choice from different things, that's called in the Bible electing. We elect which one that we will take. And sometimes you may have heard your mums or your dads talking about going to an election. And that is where people choose the leaders of their community or their country. Perhaps they would choose a president, or they choose a prime minister, or in another country they choose a chancellor. And these are the people that are chosen by the population in the country to lead that nation. But in the Bible, it is not the people who choose God to rule over them, but rather it's the other way around. And God chooses the people that he will have worship him. The very first time that we hear about an elect person in the scripture, it's speaking about the most important person. It is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And that shows us that while God chooses individuals, he also chooses to certain roles and tasks. And the first person we ever hear about as being elect in Scripture is the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Isaiah 42 verse 1, we're told this: "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles." So here we see that the Lord Jesus Christ was elected by God his Father to a certain particular task. And God the Father, or the eternal God, the triune God, they say, "Behold my servant." And the Lord Jesus Christ is sometimes called the suffering servant in Scripture, because he served his people and suffered for his people. And we are told that God delighted in his choice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God was upon him. And the responsibilities that were given to the Lord Jesus in the covenant purposes of God are revealed to us in this verse, which speaks of election. The Lord Jesus Christ was chosen by the Father before the world began to save his people. But Jesus is not the only elect person in Scripture, because we are also told that God chose angels. There are elect angels, angels that have been chosen to particular tasks and also for particular responsibilities and position. And the elect angels are angels that God has retained for his particular duties and responsibilities. And sometimes people are called elect because they are given special jobs or tasks, like the prophets in the Old Testament or the apostles in the New Testament. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to his disciples, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." So God chooses people for certain tasks. But the most common usage of this word election has to do with a people whom God has loved since before the beginning of the world. God loved a people in eternity. And while that people were not yet born because the world wasn't even created, yet God loved that people, for he knew that they would be born, and he knew that he wanted them for himself to worship him in spirit and in truth, to share a relationship with him, to join him in glory, to be by his side, to be united to his son, to be his family. And God loved that people so much that he worked out a plan of redemption and recovery for when sin would afflict and affect them. And that people are called his people of choice, his chosen people, his elect people. And in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 31, we read, "He shall send his angels with a great shout of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other." So God's elect are scattered in this world, all over the world. They're in towns and villages, they're in cities, they're in different countries. And God has his people that he loves all over the world. And he sends his angels to gather those people up. Let me tell you how he does that. He's not talking here about the end of the world. He's talking about the spread of the gospel. And the angels are those who minister the gospel. That means that as far as you're concerned this morning, I'm an angel. Did you know that? I'm an angel because I've been sent to minister to you. I've been sent to bring the gospel to you. And when I've come to give the gospel, that's the way in which the Lord sends his angels out into the world to collect his elect from the four winds, from one side of heaven to the other. And the elect are being gathered in through the preaching of the gospel. And it's a wonderful thing that God has chosen a people to save them. And we're told in Scripture that God has done that because of his love for his people, but he has done it with an end, a purpose in mind. And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, we are told what that purpose is. Listen to these words, they're really great. "He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love." We are chosen to be perfect. We are chosen to be holy, righteous, blameless, and to receive the love of God. We are chosen to be united to the Lord Jesus Christ with such perfect fitness that everything that was ever required for us to be united with the Lord Jesus Christ would be supplied and provided and freely granted to us. God elects people. People don't elect God. And that is something that we have to understand. Because when we're growing up, and when we're listening to different people speaking, we will be given the impression that people choose God. In fact, sometimes you'll go to a church and they'll make a great big thing about the fact that they want people to choose God. And the Bible clearly states that it is God's prerogative. He's the king. He chooses whomsoever he will. Now, I was going to read something at this stage from Romans chapter 9. So let me just do that. You don't have to turn to it, but listen to these words because they're really very interesting. It tells us a little bit about God's election. And it says there in Romans chapter 9, verse 11, "For the children not yet being born," this is to do with Jacob and Esau, Isaac's children, "For the children not yet being born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." That's God's choice. "What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God that he should choose one and not choose the other?" Paul says, "God forbid, absolutely not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy." It's God's will to choose his people. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 we read that God hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, before the world began. And God shows us in Scripture that he makes us right with himself. He makes us holy. He makes us righteous. He makes us blameless, that we might stand before him in love, because he justifies his people in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, "Who will lay anything to the charge of God's elect, the people he has chosen? Because Jesus Christ has justified them." Someone might wonder, am I one of God's elect? If God has chosen people and passed over other people, if God has chosen one like Jacob, whom he loved, and not chosen another like Esau, I wonder if I'm one of God's elect. We're told in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, that we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And that gives us a clue about finding out whether or not we are one of the elect or not. In John chapter 6, verse 37, we read these words: "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Do you see what that's saying? Do you see what John has said there? If God has chosen someone, then he sends his holy angel to preach to that person. When that message goes out about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a call in the message. There is a call that comes to the hearts of those who are elect. And that calling is the power of the gospel. It's the power of God, the Holy Spirit, in the hearts of his people. And the word of God tells us clearly that everyone that the Father has given to the Lord Jesus Christ will come when they hear the gospel preached. In Psalm 65 verse 4 we have these words: "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest." That's election. and causeth to approach unto thee. That's the call that comes through the gospel, and the call that is received by faith. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts, in the presence of God in heaven. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. How do we know if we're one of the Lord's elect? When the gospel is preached, we believe it, and we come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. That's it. It's as simple as that. How do we know whether God has loved us from before time? Because when the gospel is preached, we believe it, and we come in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in him, believing in him. Thank you very much for your attention this morning.